She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Okay, today we have something to come up. The roads are bad. Really bad. The mayor promised you better roads when he got into office. And you know, folks, as long as you, the people of Hawaii, do not do anything and let them do what they want, it's going to continue. When are you, the people of Hawaii, especially on Oahu, going to put your foot down? When you're on the plane leaving Hawaii? You know, Hawaii is a politician's paradise because they get in, they do anything they want. Yet, you, the people of Hawaii, always grumble, complain, everything behind closed doors. What's the matter? Don't you have the guts to go up to them and tell them what you think? I see so many of you smile and shake Abercrombie's hand, and when he's gone, oh boy, he's this, he's that. Wow. No guts. Unreal. But anyway, marketing in Hawaii. Marketing. You know, people in racing, for instance, when they get sponsored by a sponsor, they never, never, never advertise their sponsor. Why should a sponsor sponsor them again? You know, it's the same with everything. Television stations, radio stations. You know, people buy time to get, you know, publicized. But does the station give any kind of service? No. Take your money and that's it. See you later, alligator. Anyway, all this adds up to what? A slow economy. The economy is getting worse and worse. And what is people doing about it? What politician is telling you they're going to bring in an industry that's going to bring money into the state? Show me one, and I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey. Because they promised you the moon, and once they're in office, they forgot. They forgot even who you are. I don't know. I get frustrated with this. The gas today that I recommend, and I've been testing it for the last 3 days, is Shell. Hands down, Shell Premium is the way to go. No other gas. The octane for Shell, the Shell Premium, the 92 is 86. The Tesoro, 92 is 86, both the same. But the Shell performs better. Way better. Unbelievable better. Go try it. People always don't want to try. Listen, but don't do. how are you going to get ahead? That's why racing, drag racing in Hawaii is so easy. People don't get adventurous and try. You know, I don't know. What can I say? For those of you that put ethanol into your cars, well, you know how good it is. It's good. It's great. It's out of this world. But a lot of people don't use it. I don't know. My son Todd's friend damaged his truck engine, not using ethanol. So Todd puts in another engine. Brand new engine, cost him a lot of money. He don't use ethanol. Damaged that engine. Now he's saying to Todd, I will use ethanol. Why? Why after losing two engines, you decide to use ethanol? Ethanol will cut down on your car expenses. It will cut out the bad carbon buildup in the engine. I will try to have a picture of carbon buildup on my website. So, Bob, if you're listening, we need to put the picture of Scott's carbon buildup in his last engine that lost his engine. Okay? So, if you have questions, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, today is the 7th. And they have the Mardi Gras Follies put on by the HBDA Cabaret, featuring HBDA dancers, Arcadia Follies performers, and guest performers, all put on by, directed by Jack Sion. It'll be at the Hawaii Theater at 7 o'clock. Cost is $30. It's on tonight, folks. And if you want more info, call 528-0506. 528-0506. Okay? So, that's on tonight. Next week, Saturday, is the 10th annual Just for Dads Auto Show at the Kukui Grove Center on Kauai. Kauai's hottest cars, trucks, bike show. It's Saturday, June 14th, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Okay? It's one of the biggest car shows on Kauai. You're going to have live entertainment, prize giveaways, and more. And Shell is giving away 10 gas cards if you answer the trivia question right. So, and of course, I'm going to be there giving away the Shell gas cards. And I think this year, we'll make it a little harder. So maybe if I have left over, I can keep it for myself. Yeah. How's that? Sounds good. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. It's next Saturday, so we'll be broadcasting live from the Kukui Grove Center next Saturday, okay? So, if you want to spend some time, come up to Kauai. Go see the car show. Kind of expensive to see a car show on Kauai. That car show is put on by the Kauai VW Club, the Kauai Classic Cars, and the Kukui Grove Center. Actually, you got to give credit to Harvey Maeda. He's the guy that's really the backbone of it. And Harvey Maeda is one of them that has ethanol on Kauai. He also has that good Royal Purple Oil with the HPS, the high metal protecting Royal Purple, which is way better than a regular one. Harvey's number is 651 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay? So, give Harvey a call and he can give you more info. Okay, if you got questions or anything, any announcements, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. There's so much that I recommend to people and people just don't use it. Don't listen. Like, pay attention, folks. Like the rail. Think. Have common sense. Why is the rail going right smack dab in the middle of an ag field? Why? Why is it up in the air over the ag field? Why not on the ground next to the freeway? What's wrong with that? It's cheaper if it's on the ground next to the freeway. It's in the air because these rail people and the city and the mayor and the governor and everybody else, they know that you people of Hawaii don't have common sense and not going to say anything, so they can rip you off coming and going, and you smile and you all say, mahalo.
Hey, George. I heard that they're actually going to cover the towers for the rail with plants, so it'll blend in.
Oh, wow. Whoopee-doo. What happened to the ag guy in his field? He can't use his field to plant agriculture. I mean, why wipe out a good piece of property for the rail when you could have used that, put it next to the freeway? Come on, folks. Don't sit there and do nothing. They're doing everything to destroy Hawaii. Hawaii's only industry is tourism. Think, folks, think. Who in the world wants to come to Hawaii and see high-rises and rail? Answer me that. Tell me, please. I can't see it. Why come to Oahu? Go look at the tourism, the visitor rate. Kauai went up. Maui went up. Big Island went up. Oahu went down. When are you going to wake up, folks? When no more tourism coming in? When there's no more jobs? But yeah, whoopee-doo, you got the rail, you got the high-rises, but you're living in the streets. You're homeless. Hello? I mean, people coming from New York, from Tokyo, Hong Kong, they come from high-rise area. Why they want to see some more high-rises? Huh? Go get some pictures of what Hawaii looked like way back in the 40s and the 50s. Back then, it was beautiful. I mean, out of this world. Well, I guess nobody cares. Nobody calls. Anyway, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Gotta watch that because it's gonna kill the only industry we have. It's called tourism. A tourist is not gonna come, I guarantee you, to see high rises. They can see that at home for free. And the high rises in Kaka'ako, folks, they're all illegal. And you think I don't know what I'm talking about? Go check history. Go look at the HCDA rules and regulations. Go look at it. It's illegal. I just talked to former Governor Ari Yoshi yesterday, and he even agreed it is illegal. It's been pushed by Abercrombie to come up because he wants the votes from the unions. And the unions, you guys in the unions, you guys got to wake up, man. You guys build, yeah, you got a job, but what about after? when there's nothing to build, you don't have a job. But if you get an industry come up, you got a job. Because you're not only building that industry, you're also working at it. Does that make sense or what?
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, first, I don't know about the pictures, but we'll call and discuss that.
Okay.
Just so you know, I am listening, because, you know, sometimes you make me do somersaults, but I know I can only call in once. But I have come to learn that people who know how to do business run businesses, and people that know how to be politicians are politicians.
And so what are you saying?
Well, I'm saying that asking a politician how to make money, they have no concept. You know, I mean,
they
I'm
know
not
how to make money, raise taxes.
No, but I'm saying that if you look at, again, how many times politicians think they can run things, they pass laws that don't work because they don't ask the people that are doing it.
Right.
You know, like you say, what's the best way to do something? They sit in a room and they say, how am I going to get reelected? Which sometimes is not a bad thing. But then they come up with solutions, and then they're always surprised when it doesn't work. Look at the federal government and help, you know, all the stuff that's happening to them. And then they're like, well, why doesn't it work? Because you don't know about business. You know, like Seattle, they raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Everybody's happy, except when they find out that
no more jobs.
No more jobs. And you talk to people, and they can't comprehend it. And I go, how much do you pay your babysitter? And they'll say, oh, we give her, you know, 20, 30 for the night. I go, why don't you give her 60? Why don't you give her 100? There's a price for everything, which goes back to, you know, the politicians. Like you say, they can't see ethanol. They can't see the racetrack. You know, I was just watching the, like, Belmont race. 120,000 people show up for the horse race. You know how much money that generates in the community?
Oh,
how
yeah.
many jobs?
Oh, yeah.
Like you were saying, they bring the Grand Prix here. They can't see it. And I've come to understand it's because they're politicians. That's not what they do.
Bob, I even gave them glasses.
You know,
still couldn't see.
Nope. And like I said, I'm not blaming them, so don't hate me when you guys run into me and say, oh, there's Rolling Bob's down.
That's running over.
Just understand that's what you're good at. Like if you're a good lawyer, you're a lawyer. You know, you don't become a dentist. If you're a dentist, you're not a brain surgeon. Okay, I know. We're on enough. So as always, take care of your car to take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. See, I shouldn't have brought up politics until after the show, because it gets Bob all riled. Okay, who's on the phone?
We have Glenn from Honolulu.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi. You know, you mentioned about election. Abercrombie said we have a $800 million surplus. Wait till after the elections. If he's reelected, all us seniors are going to get hit with a pension tax because all of a sudden we got an $800 million deficit.
Mm-hmm.
So the seniors, especially who vote usually, better wake up to Abercrombie. Caldwell will do the same thing. We're going to have taxes all across the board.
That's right.
And it's right after the election. They're not going to say anything until after the election.
Yep. You're right.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. That's right. But go look, folks. Get on the computer and go look. Oregon has no seniors' property tax. Oregon takes care of the seniors. Oregon politicians, they go by the word. They take care of the seniors. Over here in Hawaii, the senior is the first one on the chopping board. Okay, who's next?
We have Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, George, how are you?
Still alive.
Hey, me too. I have a quick question for you.
What's that?
I have a car. It's a 2011. I used to own a Volkswagen, but I don't have that anymore. But anyway, it's a 2011 Chrysler 200. And it's a flex fuel, they say, right? You can, I don't know exactly what that means. You can run gas, you can run ethanol.
It can run 100% ethanol, or you can run 100% gas.
Now, when I know that I need to use the best gas, and that's all I ever use, is the premium. But the book actually says that I can use 87%. Isn't that bad? I haven't done that because I just think better gas is just better for your car.
Well, the people of Hawaii has no choice because only the Shell and the Tesoro has the highest octane right now.
And I only use Tesoro. I only use Tesoro gas.
No, I don't recommend Tesoro anymore.
Shell?
It has diesel.
Oh.
It gives less gas mileage. The Shell will far outrun the Tesoro.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll switch then, if that's what you say. But why do they tell me I can run 87 in my car when that really shouldn't be, I don't think,
well,
right?
Well, Debbie, if you're running premium, it is really 86.
Yeah.
There is no 87. Nothing. Okay. The highest gas we have on the island of Oahu is 86. On Kauai is 70, 78 or 77 at the highest. I can't say about Maui and the rest because I haven't tested it.
Yeah. Well, why do they sell different levels of, supposedly different levels of gas when they're really none of them say what they're supposed to be?
Well, because the politicians allowed them to do that. And they don't care. The politicians don't care about the people that they work for.
No kidding.
That's right. You got to be dreaming if you think they do.
Well, I know better than that. You know me, George. I know better than that. So, but anyway, I've been running the premium, and that's what anybody needs to keep doing, even though my
foot Shell.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, but my car's okay if I've been using Tesoro, right?
I wouldn't.
Okay, well, that was the last time I filled up. That's because that was what you recommended before, and I've only been using premium. Use premium.
Only discovered it now.
Okay.
Okay?
All righty, George.
All right.
Happy Father's Day next week.
Thank you.
All righty, bye-bye.
Okay. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. You know, people, they don't believe it when we say the gas is not what it is, what's posted. I don't understand that. How come? I talked to a couple of guys in Kauai that have classic cars and told them that the gas is low octane, and they said, oh, it don't matter because they use racing fuel. And I said, well, racing fuel has ethanol in it. And they said, no, that's a different kind of ethanol. There is no such thing as different kind of ethanol. Ethanol is ethanol. But they don't like ethanol. And there's one racer that runs methanol in his car. He doesn't like ethanol because he said ethanol is corrosive. So I said, what do you think methanol is? Methanol is corrosive too. And he says, yeah, it's corrosive, but he drains it out. I don't understand, folks. I'm sorry. I don't understand. This is way above my head. Okay, who's next?
We have Ron from Honolulu.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, how's it? Anyway, I was wondering if I go into Shell, what do I put in, the premium?
The premium.
Recommend? Okay, good deal. Thanks for doing the research. It saves us a lot of humbug.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
Okay, thanks again, Judge. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, George.
What's up?
I got I want to know your opinion. You know when you go get your new driver's license?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got pretty good eyes, but you know when you take the eye test?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they make the thing so microscopically small? I mean, they expect us to read street signs half a mile away?
I think so.
I think they're trying to make business for the eye center or something.
I don't know.
The guy, you know, I got some right, so the guy let me go. But he said, next time you got to wear glasses. I go, oh man. So next time I bring my x-ray glasses, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the eye test, you can look at the eye test, and it's, I don't know what they have that for, because, you know, you look at the people on the road.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me they never saw the red light.
Yeah.
And they go right through.
Right.
Something wrong with the eyes?
Oh, man.
I tell you.
The mind attitude.
I don't understand.
Yeah. It's crazy over here.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Yeah. And then I got this thing in the mail. It's called pre-delivery notification. These guys like give me a brand new BMW. It's in a container ready for me. You ever seen this around?
The scam.
Another scam.
Yeah.
And all you do is pay $20. It says each customer who returns the required fee will be purchasing one of the items listed. The brand new BMW, 52-inch Sony TV, digital camera, and approximately 1 million unique jewelry items.
You know how many people put in the $20 for that?
I don't know. Scary.
Yeah, they put them in because they know the people, you know.
Yeah.
They're sleeping.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus is called the shepherd. The shepherd watch over sheep.
Right.
And sheep is sleeping.
Yep.
I don't know.
That's why I pray now and then, but to ease my mind. But,
now you got to pray all the time because it's getting really bad.
I know. I made my sign for the July 4th parade over here, so I'm going to be shoving in the politicians' faces.
Good. You know, more people got to get active and vocal about it.
Yeah, and then you got to show the people too, you know.
Yeah.
It's high enough, the sign. I think people can see them.
Sure. Good. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Good for you.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Take care.
Aloha.
I'll see you again. Bye.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. Break time.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And remember now, I recommend Shell now. Shell Premium. Go out, try it. You'll love it. It's great. Okay, who's next?
I have Rob from beautiful Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Hi, George. Just amazed at how the politicians and the people in power they're just doing their best to turn Oahu into the biggest hunk of junk you ever saw in your whole life, I think.
Yep.
Except for where I live, because we won't let them. But, George, I start the week with early in the morning. The state says they're going to turn 12 acres of Kauainui swamp into 12 buildings, parking for camping, and some other stuff. Did you hear about that one?
No.
Yeah, you know where that is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Over there in Kailua?
Yep. Unbelievable.
Okay. And they said that's the state, right? I said, well, if they're talking state, all I can think of is
Abercrombie.
Is that guy, yeah, that little guy with the big bodyguard and the white beard.
And Pakalolo.
Well, whatever.
Don't forget Pakalolo.
Yeah, he should have left his ponytail on.
Yeah.
But I guess he needed that to become governor.
Hmm.
But anyway, so then I think it was yesterday, George. Then again, I go, okay, that was what I just told you, as if that wasn't bad enough. Now they're going to build two almost 40-story high towers on Kuhio Avenue in Waikiki. George, I don't know if anybody realizes how tall that is.
They're all sleeping.
The Sheraton Waikiki is 31 stories high.
Rob, they're all sleeping.
Boy, I get the feeling.
Nobody is waking up. You know, I met with Ariyoshi, and he said all of those high-rises coming up in Kaka'ako are being sold to foreigners, not local people.
Yes, George. Yeah, definitely big money hoolies, for sure.
Yeah. What's up with that?
On the news, George, when they talked about the two big twins now, twin-story buildings, you know how small Kuhio Avenue is, George?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're younger than me, so you might not remember how Waikiki didn't have anything taller than maybe Foster Towers,
Royal Hawaiian.
Moana.
Yeah, Moana. That was the tallest.
Yeah, so, and then when they built the Sheraton Waikiki, holy cow.
That was like, tall.
Oh, my God. Now, they're going to do the same thing, George. You know how the Sheraton Waikiki wings out real wide?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the same thing, a big curved structure. Two of them.
Wow.
And I'm laughing, George. If I don't laugh, you know, I'd rather laugh than cry, right? Because
that's so ugly.
A couple of people, George, residents of Waikiki, showed up at the meeting. They had this, you know, BS little meeting that, you know,
Rob, that meeting is all BS. No matter even if 1,000 people showed up, they're still going to do it.
Exactly.
They don't care.
Exactly.
Because the people don't get physical.
Yeah, like the people in where, George?
Thailand, you try that. They get very physical with you.
So, George, now I'm going, okay, now it's Caldwell, the two, you know, the head, the snake, right? The head of the snake.
Mm-hmm.
It's Caldwell for the city and Abercrombie for the state.
They're both the same.
And look at the amount of stuff that they're letting come in. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't feel bad because I never voted for him, but boy, I wish everybody else would.
Well, if you never voted for him, or if you voted against him, then you helped to stop him. But if you never voted, then you helped them get in.
Yes, very good. Thank you for making that point, George.
Okay, Rob.
Okay, enough of the...
Okay.
Enough of this buzzkill, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. Okay. Who's next?
We have Mr. Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hey, Mr. Lawrence.
Mr. Danita, I have an odd question. If anybody has the answer, you'd be it. A while back, I read in Popular Mechanics that the government in the future, or they already have started, that they want to put a computer chip in automobiles so that in time of national crisis or anarchy, they can disable your automobile from the satellites that's in orbit. Do you have any knowledge of that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is true then?
Yes, sir.
Is it already implemented or started?
Kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. My goodness. Yeah.
Government control.
Yeah. Government, what does our Constitution say? Of the people, by the people, and screw the people? Is that it?
That's the one.
And real quick, another one. Local government. I had on the news, the mayor, they're going to force the people to use the rail out in Ever Beach, wherever the rail is going to run, because they're going to eliminate the bus system. How's that?
No. Let me explain the rail system to people. And if people have common sense and have brains, can think about this. The new safety sticker has the VIN number of your car on the safety sticker. Why? It's because they want your car stolen. You take the VIN number and the locksmith will make you a key and you can steal a car. Most of the people out there, most majority, has only liability. They do not have theft. So when the car is stolen, they have no money to buy another car. Then they're forced to ride the rail.
Oh, I see. So it's another... But, you know, like these people that depend on a bus. Now, if they eliminate the bus on those routes, what are these people going to do? They have to take the rail regardless.
Yeah, but that whole safety sticker stuff, that camera thing, that whole system was donated by the rail company.
Okay, all a conspiracy.
Yeah, the only reason they're going to donate anything to you is because they want to get you. They're not going to, nobody's going to give you $1.so many million.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People got to wake up.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I don't live on that side because I feel for those people. I look at the traffic every night. They get stuck 10, 11 o'clock. They just want to get home and.
It's really bad. And it's going to get worse.
Yeah. Wait till they start hitting Waimalu and.
See, these rail people that's building the rail, they don't give a hoot about the people.
Yeah. Well, like you said, George, money. It's the roots of all evil.
Yes.
Money.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you for letting me voice my opinion.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. I think it's break time. Yes? Where did Wanda go?
Not yet. It's not break time.
Oh, okay.
How about let's go to Debbie again?
Oh, Debbie again. Yes, Debbie. Where did Debbie go?
You hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hey, George, I didn't mean to call back. My phone I picked up the phone, but then it started ringing. It was you. And now you're on the political side. You know, I just wish people would realize the difference between the two parties. It's the Democrat side of the aisle that wants to put the thing on your car to stop it in the event of an emergency. It's the Democrats that do whatever they want to do because they say they know better. Any of your listeners go to the internet and check out the states that are doing well and producing jobs, they're not Democratic states. They're Republican-run states, George.
Debbie,
and it's what?
Step on the brake a little bit.
I am.
Linda Lingo canceled the weights and measures people that check the quantity of gasoline to the people.
But she had a Democratic House. She had nothing to do with it.
She was the one that killed that office.
I don't know. It was run by a Democratic House. It can't be done, George.
She did it.
That's where I would have to disagree.
I did research on it, and it was her that did it. And ever since then, it's never come back. And if you go and fill gas, how many of you know that the meter jumps 5 cents, 10 cents, 20 cents without pumping?
Yeah, I know. I've seen that before.
It's going on all the time. And people are not saying anything. They're getting ripped off.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that happen before.
So if you see the gas at, let's say, $4, okay, and when you lift the lever and it goes $4.05, that means it's $4.05 per gallon, not $4. Go check it out.
Well, I know that, but what's that have to do with the price of eggs?
You know, these politicians, Debbie, the politicians, they're all the same color. They take the different title, but the same color.
I don't believe that, George, because they look at things differently.
I talked to them, Debbie, I talked to Linda
Democrats
Lingo.
Democrats don't believe that you know how to run your life.
I talked to her about the Waikiki Grand Prix race that would bring millions, billions into Hawaii. They don't want it. Why?
Who's they?
All of them in office.
Well, who runs this state house here, George?
Prostitutes.
It's all run by Democrats.
They're all run by prostitutes, Debbie.
Well, that's true. But it is a state run by Democrats and
Debbie,
has been.
They're all prostitutes. You give them money and they say yes. What do you want?
I don't know. I think it's the one side of the aisle that wants to choose your health care, what you drive,
Debbie,
how you drive, what kind of electricity, how much electricity.
I have never seen
anything
good in Hawaii, no matter who got in.
Well, it's all been Democrat except for 8 years, so you go tell me. 8 years out of 50-something, guess where you are? You're where those people that are voted in have put this state, because they keep wanting to take from the people and they don't care. They want to run it their way.
Well,
they don't care what you say. And that's why this state is where it is, just like most states. The worst states in the country.
No.
Yeah.
Debbie, it's the people.
And they, that's right. And
it's
what,
the people, Debbie. Mm-hmm. They can vote whatever way they want to go.
That's true. And they've always voted. They've always voted for what they keep getting. And until they figure that out, they're going to keep getting it. It's going to get worse. Do you know?
Okay.
That,
we got to go to a break, Debbie.
Okay,
thanks for
George,
the call.
Bye.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George and Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's next on the line?
We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, stranger.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad.
How's the weather?
The weather actually is fantastic. We have the Grand Prix in town, and it's about 30, 35 degrees Celsius, so probably about 100, 105 Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Wow. Yeah, you have the Grand Prix race there?
Yeah, we have it. Today was, I believe, the qualifying.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, the F1 day. I've seen earlier a couple of Vipers, like, running together, a couple of Lamborghinis. Really fantastic. The city's, like, in all kinds of action.
Unbelievable. All kinds of action. Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's really, really fantastic. The only bad news is I actually had to ask you a question on that email that you had sent regarding that fruit. It's a sour spore or sour pore. It's a type of native to Brazil, to the Caribbean. It looks like almost like an oversized avocado with the spikes on it. You said it's something good for cancer, kill cancer cells.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with it because I bought the fruit, and I'm not quite sure what to do with it. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I got to go look it up and let you know what it is.
Yeah, it's because I bought it because my brother might be. It's 90% chance that he has leukemia, strain of it, and he was just diagnosed. We're talking about like today, between yesterday and today, they're like finalizing tests with the bone marrow, and it seems to be that. So I wanted to really give that a try instead of going full force with the chemo.
No chemo.
Chemo, it's radical, man. It's really destructive to the whole body.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I believe that. There's a lot of natural things that can help him. He cannot find a bone marrow donor?
That's a good question. I haven't really looked at this because this is he's supposed to be getting transferred to another hospital as of Monday, I believe, Monday morning for a thing.
Check the bone marrow. You might be a perfect match.
Yeah, for just a bone marrow transplant, I guess.
Yeah.
Like a donor, somebody to give.
Yeah.
And that would be, the first step, I guess, or like a really good step, a good idea?
That's a good idea.
Because he's young. He's younger than I am. I mean, to start doing chemo, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
No, not chemo. You see, I'm against chemo because if chemo is radiation, and radiation causes cancer.
Yeah.
Like electricity, EMF, electromagnetic field.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And people who don't have electricity around them have no chances of cancer, not like with people all around cell phones and everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. EMF is a big problem, especially with the wireless.
Yes.
The actual box is not for the power usage.
And electric cars.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that's true. It's right near your front, right? So your whole torso is getting toasted.
Yeah.
That's very true.
So,
coming back to that fruit, would you just, like, I guess, like, cut all the pulp inside and like, blend it and make it, like, into, like, a smoothie kind of thing? Or?
Yeah.
Because I know there was some talks about 8 ounces a day have killed cancer, and the cancer is just, like, dying slowly, but, like, surely, you know?
Yeah, try that.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Okay, if there's anything else, maybe you can send me an email or something. That'd be greatly appreciated, George.
Yeah, well, send me an email on how he's doing.
Sure, I'll do that as well. I'll send you the link and whatnot with what you had sent in the previous
week.
Perfect.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Mahalo, George. Take care.
You're welcome. Okay. Oh, we got some time yet. Give us a call before it's too late. A lot of people want to call up when it's closing time. Why is that? They're always going to restaurants when it's closing time. Why is it that people go when it's closing? Anyway, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? And again, if you people on Kauai want to go to that car show, it's next week Saturday. And it's going to be something real big because it's the 10th annual for the Kukui Grove Center. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Good afternoon. You know, on the 29th of May in the Hollywood Star Advertiser article, there was an article about the city's, I guess, handy van being caught on fire, burst into flames. There were passengers, and the operator got the passengers off just in the nick of time.
Mm-hmm.
Investigation is still underway of what was the cause. Roger Martin, who is the president of Oahu Transit, who runs the bus and handy van, said in an article he doesn't think it was electrical because the lift was still working, the radio was still working. So, you know, fortunately, he said, good thing it was working, the lift, because they got that person in the wheelchair off just in time. The thing is, I contacted the city council, some of the members over there, to ask, you know, what are they doing, and they said, well, we've seen the article, but just like it doesn't affect them, you know.
They don't care.
Yeah, nobody got hurt. Nobody. So I told them, what's going to do? Is it cause seriously injured or whatever, or be killed before something happens? And they couldn't answer my question. So the FTA came down on Thursday to have an open public meeting with Oahu Metropolitan Organization to get a review of their organization, what's going on. And I told them what was happening with the vans, you know, breaking down and this fire that happened, and there was fires in 2008 for electrical and two other series vans. And they were kind of surprised that this thing was happening.
Mm.
So they wrote everything down and said, well, you know, somebody said also after I testified, we hope that you take this information and look into it, because all we get feedback at public meetings is, oh, we'll look into it, we'll get back to you, but never do.
They never do.
Yeah. So I hope the federal guys take that back and then...
they won't do anything.
Yeah, but...
That's how the human race is.
Yeah. But these vans are over 8 years old, and they have like 350,000 miles or more, and they run 240.
They got to go.
Yes. I asked them, what is the rating for a government vehicle for mileage? Is it like 250,000 miles before you have to take them off the road? Or they couldn't answer me on that, so I hope they get back to me on that question.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, George, you have a great day.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Yep. The public got to wake up and shake some heads, because the politicians don't care. I mean, if they did, folks, if they did, it's common sense. They would do something. They would answer your questions straight out and not around the corner. Anyway, up to you. Okay, who's next?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, I'm one Portuguese. What can I say? you're talking to the guy from Canada. about the Trump problem his brother has.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you can contact this guy. He has a talk show every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock at 1080 a.m. And his name is Hesh Goldstein. But I don't know if you heard of sulfur crystals. Because I take it every day. I'm going to take it for the rest of my life.
What kind of crystals?
Called sulfur.
Sulfur crystals.
I got the information. Next time I pick up ethanol, I can give you
information. Okay, that's good.
But I can give out his number.
How you like the ethanol?
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's good. Like I said, my engine light don't come on anymore.
I know.
Yeah, amazing.
It saves money. People don't listen.
Yeah.
Until the engine breaks, then they say, I'll use it now. Too late.
Yeah, my engine, you know, old car, but still going, man. Still kicking.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thanks a lot for the info.
Take care.
Okay. Bye. Aloha. Okay. So, anybody else got any suggestions? You know? I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, tossing information back and forth and helping people. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Next week at the Quickaway Grove Center, when I do my show from there, we'll be giving away Shell gas cards as prizes, if you can answer the trivia. But we're going to make it a little harder because we like to keep some of it. Good stuff. Okay? Okay, who's next?
We have Adam from Mililani.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, hi, George. I heard that the guy talk about the cancer problem. Now, there's something I gave my brother. He died recently, about a month ago, from cancer of the intestines. And I gave him this stuff called PolyMVA. You can buy it from Cherry at Down to Earth, Alamona.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing works because he was at stage 4, and he had the doctor say he only got about 6 months to live. By the time I gave him that PolyMVA, he only had 4 months, and he was weak, couldn't walk to the bathroom. The helper had to carry him to the bathroom every time, and he was bedridden. And then after 1 week of taking the PolyMVA, he could use the walker to the bathroom by himself. After bathing, I guess the helper had to give him a bath. But I told him, keep on, don't stop. But, you know, I'm too tired. And he had bowel movements every maybe, half hour or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me the information at my office.
Okay. What's your number, George?
847-55-54.
Okay, got him.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, see? Now we're getting progress. We're getting forward. And maybe Tristan will be able to save his brother. Okay, who's next?
Okay, one quick call from James in Palolo.
Hi, James.
Hello.
Hi.
I want to ask a question about air conditioning.
Yes.
This car was sitting in the garage about a year and a half. And the air conditioning used to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we put it back into, you know, figure out a storage, put it back on the road. Now the thing don't work. I wonder if you got to pump the whole thing out or just...
I would recommend service it. You take it in, bring it in for servicing, and change the oil in the compressor and the Freon, and she'll be okay.
Okay, so you can't just fill it up, then you got to take it out to somebody to
service it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and, you know, making this show what it is. But most of all, folks, please get involved. You know, Hawaii has one industry as tourism, and the politicians are killing it. You cannot make Hawaii ugly. Nobody's going to come. Okay. Anyway. Take care of each other and drive carefully. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita and the